Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio once again, Mr. Jay Garvin's, host of The Jay Garvin Show, heard Saturday mornings here on KRDO at 8 o'clock. And something new in Jay's world, something, Jay, you've been having a little, maybe a lot of fun with, and you've even, I think you've even given it a nickname. It's all about the Feds and interest rates.
The Fed and Jay Powell and Ted, you know, every time I come and visit, it's amazing how quick things turn. Matt, my producer, went on 2-week vacation for the first time ever, and right at the end of it, at the end of July, Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, changed the interest rates for the first time in 11 years. Since December of 2015, we had been sitting at the lowest rate, and now during Obama's term one time and eight times during Trump's, they just jacked up the rate. The economy's been growing. Everybody knows the jobless rate is the lowest it's ever been. The federal welfare and unemployment recipients are down. But just like Alan Greenspan did in the late 90s, I think it's all common knowledge now that Jay Powell pushed the threshold too far in 2018, thinking that the United States economy was titanium, and now the rest of the world has kind of fallen to their knees, and United States is kind of the last man standing.
Sidebar. Yeah. Because there has been, over the last couple of weeks, and especially in news reporting side of things, a lot of discussion about the trade war with China and how a couple of Wednesdays ago, the stock market opened up 800 points lower than the day before. It started to rebound, but not by much. And all kinds of concern over interest rates at that point as well, and what the Fed might be doing to slow things down, speed things up. And then comes the discussion of a recession, like it's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of urgency is what I mean behind the discussion, Jay.
Yeah, if they do this, I mean, we're 122 months. September will be 123 months. Of consecutive positive growth. So it's never happened in the history of the United States. From 1991 December to 2001 December was the longest unbroken trend of growth, 120 months to the month, and we've got that. And you know me, I'm a shock jock. I say inside the Trump administration, they say you're welcome, because if someone unpacks what's going on and China and what they do to the rest of the world willingly, and United States with their tariffs. A lot of people don't know that you don't have to worry about the cost of a Taylor Swift CD over in China. They just buy it and they copy it for 17 cents and then send it, you know, down the road and sell it for $1.50, and the Chinese government keeps $1.10.
Jay, you're all about the consumer. You're all about people's financial health and well-being and thinking about the future. How does all of this play into the consumer's world right now?
The consumer's world is that we can't go forward in the 22nd century and continue with America in prosperity without jobs. And we have manufacturing coming back to United States, and a lot of that has to do with United States can't, nor will they, manipulate their currency like other countries like China. So the only thing that we have, and other countries used to have, is their treasuries to try to promote or to deter investment if you're in one particular stage of the economy. So I believe the consumer is a little bit addicted to borrowing. So we need to wean them off, but one step above the mandate of weaning them off the consumer interest and debt and all of that is a vibrant economy. So, I mean, debt is climbing now for the first time since the Great Recession, because when people tightened their belt, they did so in a low churning economy, but now they're a little bit addicted. And you know who's more addicted to debt, my friend, is business. That's why this is the next thing the next recession that happens is going to be a business recession. The one before was a consumer and a mortgage and eventually a finance recession. This one's going to be a business debt and investment recession.
All right. And again, that's sort of a semi-related sidebar here in terms of consumer debt.
Yeah.
We just reported not too long ago statistics coming from high places that indicate that the amount of credit card debt just in Colorado alone could buy a major league sports team.
Yeah, I don't know about Colorado, and that's great information, Ted. You know, I'm a geek and I chase that stuff, but there is now $1.3 trillion of credit card debt, and for the first time since the expansion of the student loan debt during the Great Recession, credit card debt went down to like $6 or $7 trillion. Now it has just exploded back up to $12 or $13 trillion.
Do we feel more secure about our future? Is that why we do that? And then let's segue back to businesses.
Yeah.
Same question. We're in something of an era of prosperity right now. It's an interesting phenomenon to watch. Are businesses happier, more confident, more comfortable, so they borrow money to expand?
Yeah, and do R&D. I mean, I was explaining this to my wife and kids. There's no such thing as a Japanese or a Chinese Twitter or Google or Facebook or Netflix or YouTube. Call me if you want to have the discussion, but there's very little invented on that side of the world. Some medicine, it's not even electronics. It's the copycat economies. And this has helped United States industry during the Great Recession with low interest rates to really research into R&D. I can't go into it now, but the amount of research and development that Google is doing in order to eliminate the physical local real estate agent is mind-boggling. It'll take 10, 15 years to figure it out, but they will with virtual tours. Over in other parts of the world, they just don't do that. United States, other than some pockets in Europe, United States does a tremendous amount of research and development, you know, although the most stereotypical ones are NASA and the, you know, invention of Tang or Saran Wrap or all this other stuff that they've, GPS was, you know, discovered. But now they're addicted to it. And there are some companies like DuPont, Procter & Gamble, General Dynamics, Johnson Controls that are selling off sectors of their business to eliminate their cash, but not all businesses do that. And you get addicted to that 1.7% commercial business loan, and now they're up to 4 or 5%. Do that on a spreadsheet. It's not a lot different than our national debt.
So we have discussion of a recession, which tends to affect people's psyches if there's a lot of it. We have some hard evidence that something is going to happen with the economy as the trade war continues. The stock market has taken a bit of a plunge. It is coming back, but is there a recession looming based on the business debt and the consumer debt and the Fed's playing with interest rates right now?
I did a radio show with a official prediction that's on tape that between December of 2019 and May of 2022, that's the window for a recession. I honestly believe there's a 50% chance that we're going to have the Trump bump, which means for the first time in the history of our country, we will avert a mild recession, because you know me with the millennials. If we get to May of 22, when the very first millennials turned 40, this is a orchestrated financial boom, but a consumer boom is coming. Like you said, I think there's a 50-50 chance between December and May before the election. You know, the opposing party, because I'm conservative and Republican and support Trump, it's amazing how people can get away with it. The night comedians and the talking heads that say they're hoping for a recession to offset the president. I mean, that's crazy when people do that. But Google it. Listen to the articles. They're out there. But, Ted, I think we got a 50-50. A lot of it depends on Iran. A lot of it depends on the trade wars. And a lot of it, of course, depends on the Fed.
Jay Garvin's host of the Jay Garvin Show, heard here on KRDO News Radio. at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. You can also pick him up by podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and select podcast. Jay, thanks for another great visit. As always, always educational and informative. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 here at KRDO News Radio on 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Stream it live at KRDO.com. Get it by podcast. KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.